It's Sunday night in Soma, and the Monarch Club is packed with people sipping drinks, crowding around LCD displays, and clutching Xbox controllers. Partygoers try to get out of the way of a man wearing virtual reality goggles who's swinging his arms around, oblivious to the outside world. The vast majority of the people at the club are men, but there's a cluster of five women moving from room to room together, including Zala Habib from New Zealand and Megan from Chicago, who asked us not to use her last name. They've come from all over for the world's largest game developer conference. They just met today, but tonight they're staying close together.
Whenever I see women, I'm like, nice, like, cool. But then I think about that for a second, and I'm like, I should not be this excited about just seeing another woman. It's like half of the population, yeah.
But at the conference, men outnumber women 4-1, and it can get uncomfortable when those guys get flirty.
Find love if you can find love. I mean, shoot your shot, man. But like, because there is such a large percentage of men and such a small percentage of women in comparison, it can kind of feel almost like an onslaught.
The women here are continuing a conversation that was sparked back in February on Twitter by Emily Grace Buck, a narrative designer for choose-your-own-adventure-style games like Batman and The Walking Dead. She remembers the lead-up to her first GDC after she landed her dream job at Telltale Games. Her coworkers started getting excited and making plans for the upcoming conference in San Francisco.
I'd heard about GDC and that it was the biggest game development party of the year.
Buck went to a couple of the official sessions during the daytime, but had heard that the best way to make professional connections at the conference was at night, at the parties. When she got to her first party, though, she was surprised by what she saw.
It was extremely dark. It was smoky. I walked in, and two of the first things I saw were some people making out and somebody popping a pill in their mouth.
She tried to focus on networking, but found it challenging in the middle of a club.
I was standing with two other women. The three of us were having a very constructive discussion about what to do with our careers. And two guys came up and basically started talking at us about how awesome they were. They started asking us if any of us wanted to come party at their hotel. Of course, the answer was no, at which point they, you know, groaned and told us we were ungrateful and walked away.
Buck learned to navigate GDC and similar events with her network of friends from Telltale. But 6 months ago, Telltale Games announced it was shutting down. And when she began planning for GDC this year, she realized she'd be attending largely on her own.
I was starting to look at what parties I could sign up for. And I realized I didn't know if I would feel comfortable walking into them alone.
She decided to voice her concerns on Twitter. Here's an excerpt of that original tweet.
Consenting adults should do whatever they want to do. More power to you. But please, if you ask someone out during GDC and you mean it as a date instead of as a business meeting or friend networking thing, say that. It's fine. But be honest with them so that they can say no if that's not what they want. Don't be tricky and dishonest.
Hundreds of people liked the tweet, and people responded with their own stories.
Someone saying, I only went to one GDC and holy smokes, good gracious, thank you. I honestly never considered going back for exactly this issue. Last year at GDC, a dude separated me from my group, said he wanted to show me pictures of his dyed hair from Burning Man, and then accidentally, in quotes, showed me pictures of himself in his underwear and offered to show me photos of him having sex with another woman.
Buck saw that her tweet resonated, so she started a hashtag, #SaferGDC, to encourage people to watch out for each other and encourage men to be more respectful and professional at the conference. In the days that followed, #SaferGDC was used hundreds of times. Game developers of all genders shared their intention to help out anyone in an uncomfortable situation. And Christina Amaya decided to go even further.
We are giving all these women tips, right? And we're trying to help them in those ways, but where is this community that these women can come to?
So she started a Facebook group for women at GDC and initiated a chat on Discord. Now, some guys at the conference, like Felipe Casina, are aware of the issue and sympathize with women who feel uncomfortable.
We should all be able to be at the same level here. We are coming here to learn and network, and it shouldn't be about our bodies.
But Paul Dietman hasn't noticed a problem.
I've never seen any women being like harassed in my environment. So in my reality, I haven't seen this happening.
And Franklin Douglas, who's a first-timer here, he thinks the possibility of romance is par for the course.
You go to a conference, you sit next to a girl, You guys both laugh at the same joke.
That's
it's part of the whole process. You're meeting people who you could potentially work with, or someone who you could potentially, you know, be romantically interested in.
General Manager of GDC, Katie Stern, believes she and her team have done a lot to make the conference feel safe and inclusive for all attendees.
We really do want people to feel as though safety is a number one priority for us.
They also offer services to support people across the gender spectrum.
We provide access to childcare, we have mother's rooms, we have gender-neutral restrooms, we have pronoun ribbons so people know how to address each other.
GDC's code of conduct is clear. Unacceptable behaviors include intimidating, harassing, abusive, discriminatory, derogatory, or demeaning conduct by any attendees. But Stern's litmus test is pretty straightforward.
Would you do this in front of your boss in your office? If the answer is no, you probably shouldn't be doing it here either.
And if lines are crossed, Stern encourages attendees to report inappropriate behavior by emailing gdccodeofconduct@ubm.com or by going to the show's management office at Moscone. While the conference does not have oversight over the parties, Stern writes a blog post every year reminding people to stay professional at the nighttime events. The woman who created the Safer GDC hashtag, Emily Buck, she sees respectful behavior at parties as an essential first step to creating a more inclusive gaming culture. Not just for developers, but for players, too.
If we can't even let women and people of other genders enjoy parties, how are we expecting the teams making these games to create experiences that will be friendly to female and more diverse players? We can't. It has to start with the people actually making the thing.
In San Francisco, I'm Mickey Capper for Cross Currents.